Masechet Baba Batra, Perek He, Mishnah Zayin. When something is sold from one person to another, it isn't fully acquired until there's a kinyan, an actual acquisition of the item. At that point in time, there's no withdrawing from the sale. Everything is finalized. Here we'll talk about kinyanim on different types of items. Mishnah says, Hamocher perot lahavero, if somebody sells produce to his friend, Mashach, and then the buyer, he pulled the produce, let's say it was a sack of potatoes, he pulled those potatoes from the public area where they were into his own property. Velo madad, even if he never measured the amount of produce that was there, kana, he's acquired them, the sale is final, by doing meshicha, by pulling the items from the street into his property, he has done the kinyan of meshicha. He's pulled it, and therefore the items are his. Even though he doesn't know exactly the details of how much he bought, he examines it later on, and he could see how much he made out with. Madad velo mashach lo kana. But if the seller, he measured the produce, and let's say put them into barrels of the buyer, but he didn't pull them from the street to the courtyard that he owns, we say, lo kana, he has not acquired them, because there's no actual kinyan. Measuring it is not a kinyan. So he knows exactly what he's buying, and the produce is in the barrels. If he didn't do the meshicha, then it is not yet complete sale, and therefore it's not his, and anybody can withdraw from the sale. Im haya pikeach, socher et mekoman. If the buyer was smart, and he wanted to complete the sale very quickly without having to actually do the meshicha, pulling the item from the public area all the way into his house, what he could do is he could rent the actual spot where the produce is. If the produce was on the property of the seller, he doesn't have to actually take the produce and bring it all the way to his house. What he could simply do is he makes sure that the produce is in his area. How does he do that? By renting a spot from the seller. Then the produce would be technically then on his land, and he acquires it through another kinyan called kinyan hatzer, courtyard, that the item is in his own property, and he would not have to move the produce whatsoever. Till now, we've been talking about larger items that needed meshicha. We'll now proceed to talk about smaller items and how those are acquired. Halokeach pishtan mehavero, if somebody's acquiring flax from his friend, the flax is not acquired until it's actually picked up by the buyer and moved from place to place. Flax is very slippery and it breaks apart very easily, and therefore it was packed in very small bundles. Bundles are lifted up in a very easy way, and therefore they're acquired through hagbaha, through lifting up. It has to be picked up, and if he pulls it up without actually lifting it, he hasn't acquired it. So he has to actually lift it, not drag it. If the flax was attached to the ground of the field, and the buyer detached even a small amount of it from the ground, he has acquired it by picking a small amount of the flax over here. He acquires temporary ownership of the land, and therefore he acquires the flax at the same time. He acquires temporary ownership of the land if the seller told him, go improve my land, and by the improvement that you're doing, you're acquiring the flax. So what happened here is by him uprooting that flax, he did a service for the seller, and that service was worth money. So now the fact that he paid him, he like did work for him, he now has to be paid back, and that payment is he is acquiring a portion of the land, and with the acquiring of the land, he also acquires the flax that's on it through kinyan agav. Kinyan agav means somebody buys land and there's movable property on top of it, that he buys them at the same time. The kinyan that he makes on the land automatically acquires the movable property that's on it. So that works over here with the flax, because flax, even though it's still attached to the ground, it's considered to be ready to cut, and therefore it's as if it's a movable item, and it could be acquired through a kinyan agav of acquiring whatever on top of the property with the property itself.